informing, educating, and energizing its audiences for two generations. Like the boomers and Gen Xers who started KGNU, millennials and those who come after them will need an independent media outlet, one that's committed to serving the community, not its advertisers. Leaving a gift to KGNU, either through your will or by beneficiary designation, is easy and meaningful. For more information, call 303-449-4885. Help us build KGNU's legacy for the next generation. And thank you.
And good evening. This is Chris Moore. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time for our opera show. And I didn't really feel like playing a Christmas opera again. I do that sometimes here on KGNU. I thought instead, I like Baroque music and it has a Christmassy feel to me. So here's a CD that I actually just found at the library called Baroque Divas. And it features Vivica Jeannot, Sonia Prina, Mary Ellen Nesi, and Romina Basso in some great Baroque arias. And Vivica Jeannot is a favorite of mine. She sings in a way that's very difficult to match. So I thought it would be good to take a listen to her and then go from there and see what we think about some of these great Baroque divas and which one you like the most.
Thank you. occhi miei ti vedrò. Odo gli accenti, odo i singhiozzi, vedi innocente vittima. De ferma, ferma, carnefice oscure. Già piomba il colpo, il capo, oddio, oddio, preciso e tronco, sui uomini sentate.
We're enjoying a CD called Baroque Divas. Four fantastic singers of Baroque opera, Vivica Jeannot, Sonia Prina, Mary Ellen Nesi, and Romina Basso. In that order, we just heard from Vivaldi, Vedrò con mio diletto, with Romina Basso. Vivaldi, by the way, was not only the fastest composer of music in general, he could compose music faster than his copyist could copy out the parts. He was also the fastest opera composer, specifically of all time, and is known to have written operas sometimes in as few as 5 days. These are three-hour works with orchestra, chorus, and solo singers. It takes years for most people to compose an opera. Before that, we heard Gluck, Ma fille Jupiter, and that's from Iphigenia and Aulide, and that was Mary Ellen Nesi singing that. And then before that, Haas's Eccomi al fine. And then we started with Veracini's Amor dove rispetto. So Sonia Prina in the Hassa piece and Vivica Jeannot in the Veracini. We're going to hear some more Baroque divas music in just a second.
KGNU has been informing, educating, and energizing its audiences for two generations. Like the boomers and Gen Xers who started KGNU, millennials and those who come after them will need an independent media outlet, one that's committed to serving the community, not its advertisers. Leaving a gift to KGNU, either through your will or by beneficiary designation, is easy and meaningful. For more information, call 303-449-4885. Help us build KGNU's legacy for the next generation. And thank you.
We're going to go back to more Baroque divas now, and we're jumping to more tunes of Hassa, one sung by Sonia Prina, and then the next sung by Vivica Jeannot, and then we'll go to Bononcini and Gluck, sung respectively by Mary Ellen Nesi and Vivica Jeannot again.
Prezzo il bar, prezzo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vivi Cajuneau, in an excerpt from Gluck's Pande and Elena, La Belle Imaginée. Before that, we heard Bononcini, and before that, music of Hasse, and these all performed by the great four mezzo-sopranos and one contralto, Romina Basso, Vivi Cajuneau, Mary Ellen Nesi, and Sonia Prina. Armonia Atenea, directed by Georges Petrou in that performance. Again, this is from a CD called Baroque Divas, and there's more on it, but we can only play an hour of it or so here on our Opera Box program. I'm Chris Moore. Thanks for enjoying Opera Box with me. I thought some Baroque music might be nice for the holiday season in general, and we're going to play some holiday music specifically in just a few moments. It's 1 minute past 8 o'clock. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You can also look us up online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. I'm still Chris Moore, and this is still classical music, but instead of opera, now we focus on just classical music in general, and then Present Edge comes on at 10 o'clock this evening. So looking forward to having you enjoy a whole evening of all different kinds of classical music here on KGNU. We put all the programs together just to make it a little bit better here. Happy holidays from KGNU. If you're in the spirit of giving and want to donate your unwanted car to KGNU, oh, we'd be so happy to take it. What a great present that would be. Your donation of a car, motorcycle, or truck will help us fulfill our mission of providing quality programming for everyone to enjoy all year. So, if there is a new Maserati under the Christmas tree for you this year, just call our toll-free number, 844-KGNU-CAR. 844-KGNU-CAR to move your vehicle along to its next incarnation. So let's enjoy some music of the holiday season. We're going to hear some Christmas tunes next in just a moment as performed by Therese Schroeder-Schieker, some beautiful harp music from a CD called In Dulce Jubilo. By the way, as far as my opera show goes, usually I talk about some of the opera performances that are coming up along the Front Range, and there's never any operas during the last week or so, or the last couple weeks, because everyone's in choruses singing Christmas songs at their churches and that sort of thing. So if you want to hear some good music, just go to the BDT stage or Boulder's, what used to be Boulder's Dinner Theater, and hear Thoroughly Modern Millie, a really fun musical with lots of tap dancing, very frothy and frivolous and like I said, quite silly. And really well done. So enjoy yourself over there if you'd like, and we'll get back into what's happening in the world of opera in January. In Dulce Jubilo, a CD that Therese Schroeder-Schieker, a harpist, plays a lot of medieval music and other, and also actually just folk tunes and some of her own music as well. This CD came out, and it turned out to be the number one bestseller Christmas CD in China, of all things. This goes back a ways, I think, to the early 1990s on Celestial Harmonies. And we're going to hear The Holly and the Ivy, Lo, How a Rose, Down in Yon Forest, and maybe a couple other tunes. Harpist Therese Schroeder-Schieker, who used to live in Denver, now lives in Montana. Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate that holiday. Here's some music for you. ¶¶
Jesus Christ.